Harris Joint. What is your name, sir?
Charles Edward Harris.
Would you state your name again? I just didn't pick it up, sir.
Harris, Charles Edward Harris.
Okay, Mr. Harris, let's see who's going to conduct your hearing at this time.
That's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as the lead for your hearing at this time, sir, so this Honorable will be right with you, sir.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Charles Edward Harris. ADC number is 263382.
Thank you, sir. Real quick, for the Board of Executive Dependency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation, I'm going to introduce a board member that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Weiser, who is our board chairman, and to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing aid today. Also with us, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear from?
Tell
the truth. I do. Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read. This is phase one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation on your warrant, and I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of the Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer at South Mountain Parole, 81 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, FMPO, on the day of release from prison by 3 p.m. on or about December 12, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Harris, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and moved by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir. We're getting ready to move into phase two, but before we actually get started with that, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information, so please stay on the phone and we'll get right back with you. Okay? Mr. Westby.
On December 12, 2017, Mr. Harris was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 6, 2018 by Glendale PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 6, 2018. With a projected, an adjusted community supervision end date of January 4th, 2019, which reflects 237 of Sound days. Current conviction, 2016, theft of credit card, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2011, trafficking in stolen property, 1 year. 2011, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2012, aggravated assault, 4 years. This is his second term in DOC. CUIO score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015. TIS release completion, 7 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with disorderly conduct and violence noted. However, after his return to DOC on August 20th, 2018, he received disciplinary for unauthorized smoking and guilty a minor violation, and on August 30th, 2018, for disobeying verbal written orders, which is also found guilty for a minor violation. All the rest of the record resulted in charges that were dismissed or not filed. His community was restored as a G5V6.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Harris, we will make summary of case supervision at this time. not a lot here, but you were released from prison, approved to reside in conditions at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, but you didn't report. And you didn't report for intake even. So where did you go, sir?
I had one of the things found, we had a family of education. So my grandma had passed away. She was already inside the hospice and stuff. I was going to go see my grandma. Just had a lot of family problems out there. Just going to be honest with you, I just forgot about it. Forgot about parole.
Where does your family live?
Excuse me?
Where does your family live?
They live out there in El Mirage.
Okay. So you forgot that you were on parole?
Yes, I just had a lot of family problems out there. I was going through a lot out there.
So while you were out, sir, were you using any drugs?
To be honest with you, sir, yes, I was too at the point. Yes, I was. I have a drug problem.
Okay, what's your drug of choice?
Meth and marijuana.
So you were out there for quite a while. Were you working at all?
Yes, sir, I was working at Jack in the Box. I was a manager at Jack in the Box.
A manager? That's good.
Yes, I was working graveyard shifts.
Did you work there before you got incarcerated?
Have I worked? No, sir. When I got out this last time, that's when I started working there. My wife had got me a job there. And I had moved up quick in there. Became a manager, and I was running my own store.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, it's real good.
It doesn't matter to you guys, so.
Yeah, you know, if you're a convert PD, all that could have been worked out. So what were you doing when the PD arrested you? What got their attention to you?
I had just got jumped out there in my apartment complex. Eight people beat me up, jacked my car. They fractured my ribs, my skull. I was in the hospital just like a little coma, whatnot. I was unconscious, and I got out. I was only out of the hospital for 3 days, and that's when the marshals came and kicked at my door, told me I had a warrant.
Okay. All right, let's see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. And Mr. Westby, you have some more information for us.
Oh, yes. I'm reading the chrono notes here, and there were sky reduction program letters that were mailed to addresses. This was on December 19th of 2017 at 112th Drive in Youngstown, 125th Avenue in El Mirage, and Le Sueur and Drive at Mesa. But there is an entry here on July 24th, 2018 regarding your question with police contact. And this is from Senior Officer Rich, stated, received a call from Detective Brown, Glendale PD. Reported a defendant was involved as the victim of assault and a drug deal gone bad and was currently admitted to Banner Thunderbird Hospital. He'd been active absconded warrant. And contacted DSPC Phoenix, who sent out a team to effect the defender's arrest at the hospital. The defender had been discharged prior to their arrival. The defender was still wanted on his ADC warrant. And Glendale PD would like to question you regarding their investigation.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Mr. Harris, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be in a discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, we just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already talked about, but if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, now's the time.
Just apologize for this. You know what I mean? I couldn't do any much. You know what I mean? There's nothing I could really do. I lost my parole papers, whatnot. I guess that's that. I mean, if I can get back on my parole to be out there for my newborn that's born December 5th, that would be much appreciated. I comply with everything that's in parole. The last time I was down, I complied. I completed my 7 months of parole. I had no issue with that. But this part where it was just going through a downfall in my family members were just passing away and things were just coming into my life. That shouldn't happen to do a parole either, you know what I mean? I should have called like you guys said, but it is what it is, was what it was. I apologize for that.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make our determination. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. Once, what's down for you, remain silent. You can hear the whole conversation. And once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, board down discussion. Well, this is definitely an unfortunate situation with Mr. Harris. But when he got out, he didn't report in, then he can report to his PO, you know, his approved residence. I was scammed for 237 days. He was doing good, he was working out with Jack in the Box and the manager and everything, but I find it hard to believe somebody can forget that they're on community supervision or on parole. And with the number of scam days, I don't see Mr. Harris as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Any discussion? No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2017W4185, Mr. Harris's testimony and more information from the Department of Corrections, I move revoke community supervision of Mr. Harris having been delinquent, violated terms of community supervision, and have lapsed from about lapsed in the criminal ways of our company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion number 7, second by Mr. Johnson, to read that out today. So, Mr. Harris, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision today. You were scheduled to be released on January 4, 2019, which is a little 3 months away. I would suggest that you make yourself a good plan. Hopefully you can get that job back in Jack in the Box, and you won't have to report to the PO, you won't have to report to anybody but yourself and your family. And hopefully you'll be able to continue on and be a productive citizen and not have to worry about coming back into the DOC and wearing those orange t-shirts. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen to your hearing and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Yes, sir, you guys have a good day.
Okay.